Tonight, parts of southern Missouri seen towns entirely underwater.
Wow, this is my bank.
Another round of storms bringing more heavy rain to the flood-soaked region.
The road's gone.
Mel Stout and his wife Diane have camped out since Monday, forced from their nearby home by threatening floodwaters, which have claimed at least five lives.
You want to cry.
These before and after pictures show the extent of the record flooding in Missouri. Soggy weather has wreaked havoc elsewhere, too. In Pocahontas, Arkansas, a levee break early this morning, leading to a flash flood emergency, this town of 6,400 told to seek higher ground. And southern Louisiana pounded by heavy rain today and dangerous hail. More severe weather expected overnight.
More heavy rain will move through the Midwest tonight with a line of severe storms along the Gulf Coast. We could see widespread 3 to 4 inches of rain with isolated higher amounts up near St. Louis and down near New Orleans.
Back in Missouri, residents like the Stouts are eager to return home.
It's bad. I'd like to go home.
Even as uncertainty reigns about what awaits. To give you a better sense of just how far and wide the water has spread here, the Merrimack River is well on the other side of this Interstate 44 overpass. The road that goes underneath is Route 141. It is a major thoroughfare in and of itself. It is clearly closed tonight and should be for the foreseeable future, Lester.